The following episode discusses topics around grief and loss.
It's currently midnight, and 1 year ago today or tomorrow, or in 2 days from today, I guess, or tomorrow, becomes the anniversary of my grandma's death. And I know I haven't released an episode in a while. And I thought I would use this opportunity to come back with an episode and speak about closure, which I think is something that I haven't allowed myself to have being away. Like a week ago, I was browsing, like skimming through YouTube, which I use a lot. And lately I've been watching a lot of Suits clips. If you haven't seen it, it's a show about lawyers. It's really cool, and I highly recommend it. But I saw a clip of, if you've seen it, you know that one of the main characters' grandmothers dies. And me being myself and being the masochist that I am, I thought that it would be a good idea to see it. And just, I don't know why, I thought it would be a good idea to see it. And in this scene, this lawyer is looking for an apartment for his grandma so that she can live closer to him. And he finds her this really cool apartment. And he starts setting it up and, you know, making it nice for his grandma, who he hadn't seen in 2 months or so. And right before he gets to show it to her, his grandma passes away. And after watching that and watching his reaction, it sort of hit me. You know, he was in denial. He was like, no, there's no way, like, she's still at her, like, in her home. She was in a retirement home. And he was like, no, and there's no way. And then he was really upset because she didn't even get to see the apartment that he had purchased for her. And then I started weeping like a baby and feeling so much pain, to the extent where it even felt physical. And then it hit me. It's almost going to be a year since my grandmother died. And I haven't allowed myself to properly cry. Because as soon as I start crying, I stop myself from doing that. And I think that's something that a lot of people that suffer a loss being away from their family, in this particular case, being outside of the country, stop themselves from doing, because they don't think, I don't even know what we think in my head. It's like not wanting to cry because that won't do anything. And because at least in my case, there's no one else that's grieving. But I think that's unfair. And that's why I want to take the chance to not cry for all of you here, but have some closure by talking about my grandma, talking about what this year has been like, and just what it has been for my family, and be able to stop ignoring the craziness of what the last year has been, and the fact that my grandma is no longer with us. I remember the day when they called us when she passed away, and I remember it because the month of May was super painful. For all of those that heard the first episode with my brother, you know that when COVID first started, my family got hit by the virus really strong. Both my parents had COVID and they had it. It was a really bad case. And we, for a very short period of time, we thought we were going to lose our parents. And while my parents were enduring probably the worst part of their COVID experience, my grandma also got the virus. But we were so focused with our parents that we didn't, at least myself, I didn't even think for a second that my grandma having it would end up like it did. So they told us that she had COVID on May 23rd. And 4 days later, they called us to let us know that she had passed away. And I remember, the morning when they called me to let me know that she had passed away. And I remember because my mom has a very peculiar way of telling bad news. And is that she won't sugarcoat it necessarily. She'll just rip off the Band-Aid. And I was sleeping, and what woke me up was a phone call from her. And since we were all really scared in that period of time, I sort of knew what was coming. I just didn't know. I just didn't know who it was gonna be. And then my mom just said, Manuelito, I'm calling you to let you know that unfortunately your grandma has passed away. We're on our way to the hospital, I think she said, or to deal with the burial and everything. And I need you to be strong. And I need you to be there for your dad. And I'm gonna go call your brother now to let him know. And I remember I hung up. I sort of tried to wake up as much as I could. And then I just sat down on my bed. And I just looked at the floor, and for those that know me know that it's not that hard for me to space out because I'm really distracted. But this time I spaced out for, I think, just a minute. But it felt like a whole lifetime. It sort of felt like I had been punched in the face. Because everything looks blurry and nothing felt real. And then this feeling of guilt comes over, and it starts about the idea in your brain that you're guilty of something starts bouncing, because I was safe and confined in the four walls of my room. And you know, back home, the mood and the tone was grief. And where I was, the mood and the tone was joy, because no one was going through what we were going except for me. So I did my best to not change the tone and mood, not because I was forced to, but I'm just freaking weird. And then I just started crying and I broke down. For like 3 minutes, that's all I gave me to cry. Because for me, the fact that I wasn't back home just meant that crying wouldn't do anything about it. And I didn't want anyone that was around me to find out. So I just stopped. And I think that that was the biggest mistake that I could have done. Because now I cry in intervals. And I've been crying in intervals for the past year. Just because I didn't allow myself to have to process the fact that my grandma's gone. And even saying that hurts a little bit. Because this whole year, that statement hasn't been true for me. Because this whole year I've had the idea that when I go back home, this whole year I've had the picture in my head that when I get home I'll be, I'm sorry. That when I get home, I'll be able to go to her house. And that I'll be able to hug her. And that I'll be able to hear her speak to me. That I'll be able to hear her scolding her daughter. That I'll be able to take a picture with her. Because my dad always made us take pictures with her. And I hated it. I hated taking pictures with her. Not with her, I just hate pictures. So every time they asked me to take a picture, I would just hate it. And I'm not someone that regrets things. Like, I do things, and when I do them, I commit to them. So I usually don't regret things. And I do have pictures with her, so it's not a regret. But it's one of those things that sort of stings and hurts a bit more, knowing that there were a lot of things that I did reluctantly that I just won't get to do. So in theory, I should be content, but it hurts a bit more to know that I would be content about that. And that's one of the hardest things about losing someone when you're away, that you don't realize how much things have changed since you've been gone. You know, everything remains the same in my head since I left in 2016. And every little thing that has changed since I've been gone, every little thing that's gone, is sort of a part of myself that has also been lost. And that's a really, really ugly feeling. Knowing that who I was here and what made me who I was when I came here sort of faded away. And it makes you wonder if it's all been worth it. You know, being here took away the chance for me to be able to spend the last moments with my grandma, spend the last holidays with her. It robbed me the chance to be with my dad when he lost his mom. It took away the chance for me to be there for my mom, to be there for my sisters, to be there for my extended family. And I just want to tell anyone that is feeling the same way, anyone that's lost someone in the past year or in the past couple of years, that it's not your fault. Being where you are has taken a lot of sacrifices that needed to be done. And if you feel guilty like me, it's better to just take that bulk off your shoulder, because it's not something wrong that you did. it's just life, and there's nothing you can do about it but enjoy and be thankful, as cliche as it sounds, for what you got, the chance you got to experience everything you experienced with whoever you lost, and allow yourself to have closure and to grieve properly, because this past year has been just like having huge pressure in my head and not knowing where that pressure is coming from, but deep down actually do knowing and just ignoring it. So if you're going through pain like that, if you feel guilty, I am here to tell you that you've done nothing wrong. That your family is not upset at you for leaving. That they won't demand anything from you other than doing your best and continue striving to be happy and to grab as many opportunities as you can, so that the fact that you've done sacrifices is worth it. You came here, you went to where you are with a goal in mind. And not just an individual goal, but a collective goal. Because at least for me, I know that me being here, where I am today, and the achievements I've been able to complete and get, and the successes I've been able to experience to the extent that I've been able, are not just because of me. There's a whole lot of people back home that are losing things just as much as I am, so that I can be here. So they understand what you're going through as well. And I think I'm rambling already, but I just want you to know that if you still haven't been able to see the returns for your sacrifice, your sacrifices and what you've given up to be where you are, you'll see them eventually. Because no one works hard for nothing. And when you get to go back home and you see the things that are different, I'm not saying it won't hurt. Because the idea of going back home and going to my grandma's house and seeing it empty, or not even getting the chance to go because it was probably the only reason that would take me to that place, is going to be really hard. Or going through a holiday season without my dad saying, let's go say hi to Mimi. Or going through a holiday season without her famous torta de leche, which I never get the chance to learn how to do. It's probably gonna break my heart again. And there isn't really much I can do, but again, be thankful for the fact that those memories get to live on with me, and the memories that you have of any loved one that you've lost will carry on with you, and they'll go on for as long as you want them to go on, because you now own those memories. And you're in charge of reproducing them. So from the bottom of my heart, at 12:30 a.m., crying, I officially claim that I've reached closure. And I acknowledge that my grandma passed away. And I acknowledge that there isn't anything that I could have done more with what I had in my hands. And from the bottom of my heart, I hope that if you're grieving the loss of someone, that you give yourself the chance to have closure, and that you don't blame yourself for nothing, because you've done nothing wrong. If you need to talk, or if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out, be it through our social media, @PrinzaPorca_, or through my personal media, and I'll be more than happy to have a chat with you. Thank you very much. The heart of the river bids in the ocean.